Hi there. Well, good morning, afternoon, or evening, depending on what time you are listening to this Podbean. We are going to talk about something that affects pretty much all of us every single day. Whether we are at home, school, church, any place, because it's something that's always inside of us and with us. So if you have something to eat, take a little piece of it. So everybody stop what they're doing, and I want you to go get something that you really like out of the pantry. So pause. I'll wait a second and you come back. All right. So, if you have that treat that you really love to eat, I want you to take a little piece off of it because I don't want to ruin your whole treat. We'll save that, after our lesson or during whatever. I can't hear you, but you can hear me, so I won't be eating anything. But I want you to take that little piece and I want you to drop it on the floor, as long as it's not going to mess your mom's floor up or your wherever you're at. As long as it doesn't make the floor super dirty, I want you to drop it on the floor. And if not, just think about dropping it. So after you pick it up, maybe some of y'all would eat it, but normally, if we were maybe outside and or at the beach, we can imagine that. I love eating chicken at the beach. I've done it since I was a kid. We always like to go get fried chicken and go to the beach. If I dropped my piece of chicken in the sand, I probably wouldn't eat it after that. I couldn't really go and wash my fried chicken off, and you probably can't take whatever your treat is and go wash it off and make it the way it was before, right? So after I drop my chicken in the sand and I pick it up, I can't go wash it off. It's never going to be the same ever again. So have you ever had an experience where a bad attitude just kind of ruined your day? I think we've all had those types of days. It doesn't matter, what else had happened. Once the bad attitude came, probably put a little bit of a damper on your day. So just like dirt, in the little game that we just played, when you add a bad attitude to the mix, even if it's a really good mix like fried chicken, that sand or that attitude can make things go sour. So today we're going to read in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 through 32. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you. Bitterness, rage, anger, slander, those things all sound like a bad attitude, don't they? And if we're honest, those are all things we've experienced every now and then. I know I have. But those are the kind of things that our attitude should not reflect. And do you know why that is? Well, because Jesus didn't have that kind of attitude. At the end of that verse, it says, we're supposed to be kind and compassionate and forgiving. Why? Because that's how Jesus was. So, that piece of whatever it is you had, I'm going to say my fried chicken that I had dropped in the sand at the beach. Now, what if I took this piece of chicken and offered it to someone else? Do you think they'd eat it? Probably not. It would probably taste really, really gross because it was tainted by the sand. So it doesn't matter that this piece of chicken was delicious on its own, because now it's been ruined by the sand. It's the same way with our attitude. It doesn't matter if we're acting like Christ, being kind and compassionate, obeying our parents, and coming to church on Sundays. If we also have a bad attitude, bad attitudes ruin everything else. Just like the dirt, they mix into every other part of our life and take away from how good things are. So what are you supposed to do? Focus on Jesus. Keep your eyes on him. When you do, he begins to transform you to become more like him. The Holy Spirit does his work in you, changing you to become more like Jesus in your attitude and your actions. He rids you of anger, bitterness, and anything like that causes your attitude to be bad instead of like Jesus. When you focus on Jesus, he gives you a kind and compassionate attitude. An attitude like Jesus is full of love and grace instead of hatred and bitterness. Which attitude would you rather have? So if we're supposed to have an attitude like Jesus, what are some things we should be doing? This is where you'd probably want to write some stuff down. So go get your pen and your paper. Come back. Write down, what are some things we should be doing to have an attitude like Jesus? Do you think the attitude you have now is one that Jesus would be proud of? Maybe you can write some things down that in this past week, whether it be good or bad. And how could you focus on Jesus in your everyday life? How can you work on having an attitude that is more kind and compassionate? And do you have any of those things that the verse talked about? So, you know, I said before, write down some of those things about your attitude from the previous week. Okay? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay? Write some things down, whether they're good or bad. Write down Monday through Friday, and next to each one, I want you to think about your Monday. You know, did you do your chores? And if you did your chores, think about when you did them. Was it, hey, Timmy, can you take out the trash? Oh, yeah, of course, Mom. Let me get right to that because I know you've had a really long day. There's that attitude. Or, hey, Timmy, will you take out the trash? Ugh, I'm always having to take out the trash. Why can't she take out the trash? Or why can't she get Jilly to go take out the trash? Why is it always me? It's always my job. There's another attitude. Whether it be good or bad, I want you to write those down, okay? So Monday through Friday, good or bad attitudes. So I want you to think about, did you have some of the things that the verse talked about? Did you have bitterness, anger in those things? Or what about right this minute? What is your attitude right now? And do you want to get rid of them? Obviously, those good attitudes, we probably don't. But what are some things that maybe with God we could work on? So as Christians, we model our lives after Jesus. This includes our attitude as well as our actions, because they pretty much play hand in hand. So when things don't go our way, it's always going to be easiest to just have a bad attitude. I have been at fault for this many times when things didn't go my way. I, you know, would pout. I wouldn't talk. I just wanted to, you know, I'll say if we were going somewhere and I wanted ice cream and my mom said, no, we're not getting ice cream. So I just wouldn't talk to her the whole ride home, the whole 10 minutes. I had a bad attitude because I didn't get my way. So that's why you kind of got to make, you know, the decision to have a Christ-like attitude and to get rid of your bad attitude once and for all. And the way to do that is to keep your eyes on Jesus and focus on Him. In that time when my mom said, no, we can't get ice cream, if I would have thought a little bit, and I was a teenager, okay, it was not a five-year-old tantrum moment. No, this was teenage moment here. You know, maybe if I would have thought a little deeper into the situation, maybe the funds, the budget just wasn't in there to go get ice cream. But, you know, there doesn't really need to be a reason. You know, my parents said no, and I'm supposed to obey my parent, right? And so instead of having the attitude I did, I could have said, I understand. There's probably a reason why we don't really need to get it. Maybe there's something good at home to have. You know, it's ice cream. It's not like I have to have it to be nutritious with my body, you know, whatever. But I could have looked at it in a different light instead of the way I did. And there's many, many, many times when I've had a bad attitude and I could have been more like Christ and keeping my eye on Jesus and focusing on Him. So when people look at you, they're going to see someone that makes Christ look, you know, appealing to them. One of the things that somebody asked me to do is, you know, everyone Googles and to just Google, what is a Christian? Because what if somebody was thinking about becoming a Christian or wanting to learn more about God in this day and age? The answer normally is on Google. And so Googling that, some of the top searches I got were, why are Christians so mean? Why do Christians turn their nose up at people? You know, all these different things that were pretty negative. And they probably all had to do or had to, you know, incorporate something about an attitude. Maybe somebody knew someone in school, they knew they went to church and they were a Christian, but their attitude was not like that. They weren't focused on Jesus. So remember that your attitude is what makes Christ seem more appealing to others. They're going to say, oh, your attitude definitely reflects what I would like to see, that God is love. So if you're the only one who gets to choose what they see, if you're the only Christian that this person is ever going to meet, choose to have a Christ-like attitude, because I'm going to tell you, when you have a Christ-like attitude, you will definitely not regret it. I've never known someone to say, oh, their attitude was just wonderful. so cheerful and delightful, full of love. I could feel the love. Oh, it was horrible. No. No, no, no. That's not how it's going to happen. Oh, she was so delightful, and I could feel the love of Jesus just, you know, beaming off of her. I want to know that kind of love. And that's an example of a good attitude. So, dear Lord, we just come to you today to say, you are amazing for setting an example that we should all follow. Be more like Christ. I pray that this message is heard, that all of our youth can see there's good attitude and there's bad attitude. And which would you rather have? Which would you rather someone else see? If that's the only example that they're going to be able to see of a Christian, for their family, for themselves. Because those other feelings are toxic. When we fill our life full of love and compassion, it just fills us up with wonderful things, and that we can focus on Jesus, keep our eyes on Jesus, to focus on the things that we should be. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, I hope everyone either has a good rest of their day or has a good night. Again, whichever time of day you're listening to this. And we will be back with another lesson soon. And if you need anything, remember St. Luke's UMC does have a Facebook page, and we have our prayer email. So go look at that. We also have a wonderful web page that also has all of our information on there as well. So if you have a prayer request, you can send that to us. It can be confidential, or you can share or choose to share that. And then our St. Luke's United Methodist Church youth page is also a great resource. That's where we put all of our announcements. And so you won't miss out on anything. Y'all have a great day. Bye.